a tool for people to connect with the universe and begin to understand it.
TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio. You're listening to Relationship Management on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Dr. Wayne Thompson.
And we're back here at Relationship Management, and we're beginning a new series, A Theological Basis for Family Relationships. If you're just tuning in, you want to get your pen and your paper because we want to empower you. And so, this strip mining approach, this approach about just grabbing certain portions of scripture over and over again and stripping them down to the point whereby until the real nuggets that's in it becomes lost is what is causing a tremendous amount of calamity in families and marriages today. Prominent among the golden nuggets, notice the terminology, because we're mining and looking for gold and ore and precious metals that are typically mined in the New Testament, Ephesians 5 and 22, you see? Ephesians 6 and 9, Colossians 3 and 18, Colossians 4 and 1, you know, 1 Timothy 2, 8 through 15, Titus 2, 1 through 10, and 1 Peter 2, 18, all the way to 1 Peter 3, verse 7. These are scriptures that have been mined continuously and consistently over and over again, and until we have stripped the truth out of the word. And we end up then with a preconceived ideology that we want to call theology. And as a result of this, what ends up happening is people simply end up suffering. Now, I must give credit to a lot of intelligent Christian researchers and theologians who have begun to attack this ideology from way back. One of the scholars is James Dunn. And he taught the principle, however, that it is essential to consider the total context of scriptural passages about the family. These passages indicate early Christianity's concern for order in three basic household relationships between husband and wife, parent and child, master and slave. Okay? I'm just touching on this because I want you to know a lot of research has gone into this. Then we have Kenneth Gangel, 1977. He was a Christian writer who attempted to move the focus beyond isolated scriptural passages. He saw the danger of people mining one or two scriptures only to get a theology as to how marriages and family should work. The strategy of his four-article series entitled Toward a Biblical Theology of Marriage and Family. And so there have been people along the way in Christianity who recognize that this mining of one or two portions of Scripture caused catastrophic damage in marriages and relationships. It's amazing how every man on the planet, whether he is a spiritual person or not, knows one verse of Scripture, wives submit, and most can't go beyond that, even though that's not the complete verse. Well, this is a problem. This is when you've gotten to the point where you have overmined a passage of Scripture. In other words, it gives the indication that God practices slavery. Yet when we look at the purpose of his son coming, it was to set captives free, to set at liberty them that are bruised. So it is very clear then, if we're going to have a sound theological basis for marriage and family, We've got to understand and recognize that God is not a control freak. Lord have mercy. He is not a control freak. And marriage was not designed to rip an individual's individuality out and have it replaced by the other person. That is ungodly. That is reprehensible. And to think that way about God is false. And if you have been made to think that way, I want to challenge you to begin living more consciously. Stephen Post, in his book Toward a New Ethics of the Family, 1994, speaks of an analogical familiar theology. And he was on to something. Because that I fully agree with. And Jack and Judith Balswick also has developed a very sound scientific theological approach to the family from a Christian perspective, not a religious perspective, not an emotional perspective. Theology is the science of God. And God is a God of order. And that's why the planets in this solar system function in an order. And the moon is used strategically to ensure that all maintain their order. It is very clear that he designed the water only to come so far. And when we abuse the planet and we disrupt the environment, it causes the water to go where it should not go, and as a result, we have calamity. And so whenever we abuse something, the results show up quickly. The hole that is in the ozone layer is an abuse of humanity, only thinking about dollars and not the environment. As a result now, we have caused some things to come out of whack. Nino, El Nino. Global warming. You getting the picture? Whenever you abuse a gift, this is what happens. And it's so amazing that we can see this in the natural world. And scientists can help us to conceptualize how orderly this world has been designed. It is not an accident that planet Earth had an ozone layer around it to manage how much heat and intensity from the sun comes through. That is not an accident. That is an intelligent design. Well, the same intelligent design that designed that, designed the family. Oh, hello, somebody. And if he has the capacity to design an entire galaxy, an entire universe that is continuing to be designed and grown, because research shows that all of creation is coming out of one creation and it is continuing. Should we not stop and consider then the intelligent design of our Creator for marriage and family? If we were so intelligent, why are we crashing and destroying the people that we love? It is very clear that human beings are not God. Even though there are some in the community who espouse human beings to be gods. And they are espousing it, capital G, when they should be espousing it as small g. Because none of us can ever be capital G. You see, in order for you to be a capital G-O-D, you need to be in eternity. But somebody can tell you when you came, you're not God. And so the research has continued in this area. And so what I'm now proposing for our discussion then is a theology of family relationships which involves four sequential but non-linear stages. Okay? Four sequential but non-linear stages. And these four are covenant, grace, empowering, and intimacy. Let me say that again. The four sequential but non-linear stages are covenant, grace, empowering, and intimacy. And this is critically important. This is critically important. And you know, the most important part of a building is its foundation. And it's amazing how in relationships, we don't want to pay too much attention to foundation. We want to pay attention to trimmings, to color codes, to different types of materials that makes the building look good. But the most important part is the foundation. Well, one of the reasons why our relationships aren't doing well is because our foundations are poor. And there's a need for us to revisit it. Now, what is further suggested is that family relationships would either be dynamic and maturing or stagnant and dying. Lord have mercy. I want you to hear me out clearly. Family relationships would either be dynamic and maturing or stagnant and dying. Okay? And so, the logical basis for the starting point of any family relationship, including marriage, has to be the covenant. Okay? It has to be the covenant. And in the covenant, what is at the core of the covenant is unconditional love. At the core of the covenant, it's unconditional love. This is critically important. And so, covenant has to do with commitment, which has unconditional love at its core. Now, so out of the security provided by this covenant of love develops grace. And in this atmosphere of grace, family members have the freedom, Lord have mercy, to empower each other. There's something very critical here that you need to understand. There is security in the covenant because the covenant has to do with commitment, and this commitment has unconditional love at the core. That provides security for each person in that relationship. And you see, one of the big problems that we're having today is that there is no security in marriage. There's no security in your relationships. No, the minute you do something or say something I don't like, bush crack, man gone. Bush crack, woman gone. No more security. We treat marriage just like it's an apple in the store that we don't like and we throw it away. That's what we have a tendency to do. So, out of this covenant then develops grace. And out of this grace, we then have the opportunity to empower each family member. The question is, are you empowering your spouse? Are you empowering the people in your family? Don't touch your dial. We'll be back right after this.